Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Speak Up, and I'm your host, Vivian. Welcome back here to this lovely sunny morning. I've been here since 1 hour working on some stuff for today's show, and I am in such a good mood because the sun is shining, and I have so many good news for you because the weather looks great for this week, except the weekend, which is a little bit unfortunate, but you can still go outside after work or school or whatever you're doing right now. Enjoy the sun, and I hope you had a great week. Last week I was away. I was on vacation, and a little life update about myself. I went for a skiing vacation, and unfortunately, I missed the African fashion show on Saturday last week that happened there in Vancouver, and I was so sad that I couldn't attend, but that's what today's episode is about, the African Fashion Week show, and that happened on Sunday last week in Vancouver, and our volunteer coordinator Juju attended, and I'm so happy to tell you that we will have some great interviews today, some interviews that she pre-recorded last Saturday with models, with designers, with attendants, and yeah, it is great, and I listened to it right now, and it was great. She did a good job. It was her first interviews, or yeah, one of her first interviews she ever did, and she did such a good job. And today's show is all about the African Fashion Week show, what's about the African Fashion Week in Vancouver, what's behind the scenes, what's happening behind the scenes, what's their mission, where can you attend, and what can you do to support Black artists more, not only in the fashion business, but also in the music business. And for that, I have some cool songs prepared for you. And I have to apologize because I might be still a little bit sick. I have to cough a little bit because unfortunately during my holidays, I got sick, which was a little bit sad, but I still continued with my skiing, which was probably not the best because I was sick. I was even more sick afterwards, but I'm so excited for today's show, and I'm in such a good mood, and I would like to tell you a little bit about how my vacation went, how the weather is, and then we will start right into the interviews that Juju did last Saturday on the African Fashion Week show. I'm really excited, and I also have one song that's actually from an artist that was nominated as the best artist of the year, like voted by the FM jury, and I'm so excited to play it because it's so, so nice. And for Black History Month, I looked or did some little bit of research about uprising Canadian artists, and I looked for some artists that I want to play for you now. But before we're going to do that, I want you to listen to the first bird note of today, because the birds are coming out, the flowers are blooming, spring is coming, it's officially here. I mean, spring was last week, so we had spring equinox on, I think, last Monday, so I hope you are in a spring mood, and yeah, it kind of fits to our topic or to our today's bird note, so please enjoy the bird note, and then you will hear some insight about the weather. But first of all, please enjoy the bird note.
This is Bird Note. It's a cool morning in the ranch country of the West. A black-billed magpie cuts a dash amidst the open habitat. Flying parallel to the road with deliberate wing beats, it flashes its black and white wings like a semaphore, its tail fluttering behind. The plumes longer than its body. The March trees are still bare. The magpie's raspy call is bold as brass. Like its nest, a rough, bulky sphere of sticks nearly 3 feet across, with entrance ports on the sides, sitting in plain view. Black-billed magpies are omnivorous, like their close relations, the jays and crows. They'll even hitch a ride on a steer to pluck ticks from its hide, which goes some way to explaining why magpies are such survivors. The bison herds they once depended upon are greatly diminished. And although they've had a long history of run-ins with ranchers, they've persisted. And when the morning light catches one, perching just right, its wings and tail shimmer with iridescent blue and green. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
And that was our today's Bird Note. And from birds, which kind of fits to the spring, I want to jump right into our weekly weather report. So today it is 10 degrees outside right now. It's mostly sunny, so the whole day is supposed to be sunny. Sunset is at 7:30. I'm definitely going to watch it because, I mean, weather is outside. We don't have any clouds. And the night is going to be really clear. Lowest temperature will be 3 degrees, but it will rise again tomorrow till 13 degrees. Then also it's supposed to be sunny with no clouds. Then on Thursday, so March 30th, we'll also have 13 degrees as highest temperature and sunny, no clouds at all. But in the night it's going to be cloudy and a little bit cold, so 4 degrees. On Friday, we have 80% chance of rain. Lowest temperature is 3 degrees. Highest temperature is supposed to be 7 degrees. A little bit sad because my host mom's friend celebrates her birthday outside at a farm, which I'm really excited about. But unfortunately, we have to stay inside because it's supposed to be rainy. So I hope that the weather will change because the weather in Burnaby change all the time. I mean, it says, okay, yeah, we will have rain, and then the next day it's sunny. So, yeah, that's what I like about Burnaby, that you can't really trust the weather report, but you can plan. You can still plan on the weather report. So Saturday it's also going to be rainy, so 70% of rain. And then lowest temperature is 3 degrees and highest temperature is 7 degrees. On Monday, it's going to be cloudy. Lowest temperature 1 degree, highest temperature 8 degrees. Tuesday, the sun is finally coming back after this rainy weekend. So we have some sun and some clouds as well. Lowest temperature 1 degree, highest temperature 9 degree. On Wednesday, we will have some clouds as well as some sun. And lowest temperature is supposed to be 2 degrees and highest temperature 9 degrees. On Tuesday, it is going to be cloudy again. So we will have a mix of sun, rain, and clouds. So be prepared for like bringing an umbrella for the weekend and also put some sunscreens on for the next week and for this week. And I hope you can enjoy the weather outside. I mean, maybe you're driving right now. Maybe you're sitting in your school or your office. Look outside and enjoy the sun as long as it is here, because the weekend it will be rainy. So be prepared, bring your umbrella, and yeah, enjoy the last bit of the sun today and tomorrow and Thursday. And now I would like to introduce our first song for today. So it's called Oh We by Hunia T. And as I already told you, I did a little bit of research about uprising Canadian black artists, and he's one of the artist I found and I really liked. And it's kind of a hip hop thingy, but I will let you listen and then build your own opinion on it. I really like the song and it's really relaxing, really nice song. And we have two more songs that we are going to play, and then we will jump right into the interviews that Juju did for the African Fashion Week show in Vancouver that happened last Saturday, which is our main theme for today's Speak Up. But first of all, please enjoy Hunia T. I hope I pronounced it right. Hunia T with OV. Mm-hmm.
I probably queen spent my life with. Caught me off guard, wasn't into wifing. Old school love, never saw the trifling. Ways at the stage, flipping a couple pages. A couple months in, we watching the sun setting. Looking in the eyes, watching the love setting. Hypnotized, I fell into a trap. Crawling my way back, trying to stay back. But still getting lost in the game and the caution. I didn't even see, I wasn't even me. Cause when she wasn't here, it's like I couldn't even breathe. I let her in my world, heart that one must leave. Trying to leave, so many ways I contemplated. Now we in the sheets, things get complicated. And now she ain't ready, she ain't down for the ride. Talking about love when she got a man on her side.
Come on. Love, loving, touching, I'm just relaying.
When a nigga turn his head, in between the lines, is that where a lie finds his bed? Feelings disconnect from what lies between your legs. Instead of the indulgence, it's a sip. Clinging to every word from your lips, begging for you to slip, begging for you to be just who I thought you were. That's why there's walls up on all these walls, girl, I know it hurts. You pull me closer and closer, and then the further I get, I give you the physical, but no, my heart is exempt. I wanna get into you, but I ain't playing pretend. Like we in the same place, I stay in the same space. Ain't ready to face pain yet. Cause when it comes to playing games with love, then somebody gotta lose. So please move with caution. When this matters of the heart, or it'll cost you.
After all the loving, touching, I'm just related to pain. All that I can do, I don't wanna wind up falling in love with you if I don't trust you. If I don't trust you.
Aisha, Sad, upset, depressed, a mess. I really liked the song, and I hope you liked it too. Before that, we just heard K-Riss with I Don't Trust You. And before that, we heard OV by Elijah Dags and Junia T, which I really, really like too. And I kind of forgot to put a disclaimer on it. It is hip-hop, so please excuse language, but yeah, I will remember in the future. So sorry for that and a little too late disclaimer. But I would like to jump right into the African Fashion Week again, because today's main theme of today's Speak Up show is the African Fashion Week that happened last Saturday, and our volunteer coordinator Juju attended and looked around, followed the models and designers, and gave us also a follow me around and recorded some stuff, how she got ready, and did some interviews with the designers, the models, some attendees, and it was really nice. I just listened to the interviews she did. It was her first ever event that she attended as a media person, so that's really was really exciting for her, and I'm so glad that she could attend, because I couldn't, unfortunately, because I couldn't on Saturday due to family stuff. And yeah, that's why I was a little bit sad that I couldn't attend. But anyways, the next day I went to Smithers and it was a great time. I was on vacation and yeah, I really enjoyed it. But I was also really jealous that I couldn't attend on the African Fashion Week, because it is really special. And before we're going to hear the interviews, I want to tell you a little bit about the African Fashion Show. So it was founded by Yao Seos Ageyovo, I hope I pronounced it right, in 2018. And it's the largest African fashion and trade exhibition in British Columbia. And African fashion designers and performers are from the Lower Mainland, the various parts of Canada, the States, and Africa. And they all come together to represent Africa, the African culture. And yeah, fashion, arts, music, dance, awards, and exhibition and marketplace. That's kind of the whole event is about. And the main goal is to highlight Africa's emerging designers and industry, and to raise awareness for Africa's expanding fashion industry, and to shift narratives about Africa and African diaspora, and international recognition and promotion of social change in Africa. And I would like to read now the mission that they have on their website. And if you're interested in any designers, in any model, in any artist, or in the African Fashion Show itself, then you should definitely check out the website and our website as well. So cgsf.ca, where you can find all of the information that we'll just read now in our archives when you click on Speak Up. But yeah, I want to jump right into the mission of the African Fashion Week show, and it's just on the website, so please check the website out if you want to learn more about them, and if you want to attend next year, because it's every March or February every year, so once a year. And it's such a special event, and there's so many different people that are coming together, so you should definitely check it out. So yeah, go on our website cgsf.ca, and there you can find the link to the website for the African Fashion Week. So but now back to the mission of the African Fashion Week. So that try to create progressive partnerships which will lead to collaborative business opportunities for our designers, models, and other fashion professionals in Canada and worldwide. And they try to empower and promote African-inspired fashion and arts by promoting a premier event platform, and to shift the narratives about Africa and improve public understanding and appreciation of the African fashion and arts. And they want to inspire and support young entrepreneurs to follow their passion while building a sustainable business. Because there's so many local businesses, I heard designers that did jewelry or body scrub, body perfume, but all handmade, which is really great, and it's really sustainable, so really good for our environment and for supporting local businesses. So you should definitely check out if you like local businesses and you like supporting local businesses and want to check them out. You should definitely tune in and stay tuned for the interviews, because we had some amazing designers on on air, not on air, but on, for some interviews. And it was such a pleasure to listen to them because they're really nice. And if you want to check any of them out, then you should definitely check out our website, cjsf.ca, as well as our social medias for more information. But before we're going to jump into the interviews that our volunteer coordinator Juju did last Saturday, we will listen to one more song and then we'll jump right into the interviews. So stay tuned for that. And now enjoy X Miranda with Pink Panther. And I also have a little disclaimer with language, so be aware of that. And now enjoy X Miranda with Pink Panther.
Can you make my pretty purr? Show me how you pet a pink panther. Can you make that pretty purr? Show me how you pet a pink panther. I just wanna sit where that hoodie go. Give me another lit kitty kiss at the cutie blow. You can whip out the stick in a bit. On the waist, get a grip as you sink in the shit. The booty all yours like a pirate with a patch. No other lawnmower, only trimming on my grass. You can have an encore, all you gotta do is ask. Cause I'm always on board, never walking down the plank. I sense him getting naughty like he planning out a prank. Deep end is the hobby, but he drowning at the bank. Lap it up like a lolly, get it wetter than the tank. Fill me up like a trolley, give the pet a good spank. To be frank, no other plugs ever getting shoved in my socket. Yeah, keep it close shut like a sticky poly pocket. Keep the donut like it's dipped in drop of chocolate. Get thrown up, go on, buddy, launch your rocket.
This feeling is alright, we're making love to you all night.
Can you make the pretty purr? Show me how you put a pink panther.
This feeling is alright, we're making love to you all night.
Can you make the pretty purr? Show me how you put a pink panther.
You don't want more. Feel the vibration like dual shock four. People dilation within the locked door and deposit your amount like a cash out short. All up in my mouth, open why I ooh. Married and divide, I decide I do. It's the habit that I help get a full day boo. Up in your heart, bamboo. Make it sing like a blade tattoo. When I treat you like a king, like my name's Azu. Get it? And then I do all the things that my big ass do. When I shoot all the flames, I get it ran through. Boom, pull on my strings with a hand and dresser. Rule on my screen, entertain the gesture. Let the goodies off my lap. Do the night except compile the pressure. Pull my body up like I'm wearing a sweatshirt. Question, why am I still wearing a sweatshirt? My favorite textile is my skin's own texture. Baby, just style is the end your semester. We've been for a while in my hidden backpack. Body does cartwheels when you're hitting tap. Yeah, they said I got the Garfield because I'm hitting cat back. Got me wet, rainy cats, hit a bit of pat pat. Eat the chocolate snack, got the stickers, Kit Kat. No chit chat, just slick lap to the itch strap. Let it smack you with that, and I'ma kiss back. I strip fast, I sit sack, ride a drip track.
Can you make that pretty purr? Show me how you pet a pink panther. Can you make that pretty purr? Show me how you pet a pink panther. Can you make that pretty purr? Show me how you pet a pink panther. Can you make that pretty purr?